This is Hortibiz News Radio.
In the Expo Center in Antalya. I am right now at the Erfgoed booth, and in front of me is Cornelis van Bommel. Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm fine today. It's very nice to be on this exhibition and to tell about the products of Erfgoed.
Yes, because Erfgoed has been before at GrowTech. Is the Turkish market interesting, or are you more looking for approach to the Asian market over here?
Now, both. I'm looking what are the possibilities for the Erfgoed on the moment. Erfgoed is a company we're working in more than 25 countries, and I think there are also a lot of possibilities to do it in Turkey and the Asian lands. So we are looking now and speak with people, what is the product of Erfgoed and what's interesting for them.
Yes, because what is the thing that you tell them? What is the product of Erfgoed? It's a floor. It's very unique. Explain it a little bit.
Yeah, I will try to do it. I think two things are important for a grower: that he had on the right time, on the right place, enough water. And otherwise, it's also important that he had a very good climate for to grow the plants. Now, the Erfgoed floor is making both of them. So we had a solution for the grower that he can know that he had on the right time enough water and also for a good quality. And otherwise, we can make the very microclimate to the plants. But what's also interesting is for me is to save water and fertilizer.
Okay, and how do you do that?
It is a very important question how we do that. We make a floor in a greenhouse. It's a floor, it's closed. We bring water inside on the floor, and on the top of the floor, the plants are drinking a little bit of water that they need. And after about 20 minutes, the water is going out. The water that the plants don't need, we collect the water and also the fertilizer, and we can recycle it again and again. I think about 70 to 90% of the water what growers are giving is not what the plant needs, and we can recycle it.
Okay, and then how do you know what works for the plant? Is there also like, are you working with smart systems, or do you just know from experience and what the grower tells you what works?
Yeah, now we hope in the future that we have a lot of possibilities to look how we can do it. And on the moment, I said, are the green fingers of the grower. Better, I can say, also the green eyes of the grower. He see what his plants are doing, and he understand what the plants need. And then he's giving on the right time the water and also the food. So we help him to give him some instruments that he can give the water and also make the climate.
Okay, and then, so what you say is that maybe in the future there will be ideas and innovations where it will become even a more smarter system, maybe.
Yeah, that's right. I think in the future we have to look how big is the plant, and then we know how many water we need for to grow. Otherwise, we also know how is the weather today and tomorrow and the day over tomorrow. And we can also look how wet is on the moment the soil. So we made then the combination. We said you had a wet soil, we had a small plant, and we had, for example, a low temperature. Then we understand a plant, he need not so much water, and we can also control on the system. When you had a big plant and the soil is dry and there's very high temperature, then you have to give much more water. And we do it now by what I said, the green eyes and the green fingers of the grower, but in the future there are a lot of special materials and instruments, and he can look what he has to do.
Yeah, very interesting. A lot of potential also for the future. And right now we are here in Antalya. What is happening in the Turkish market right now?
I think the Turkish market on the moment is, yet when you look into the horticulture, you have the low, the middle and the high segment. I think a lot of people in Turkey on the moment, they are not the highest technology. I think in the future they are growing, that they need more high technology. What we are doing as Erfgoed, we will help them to grow to that technology. But otherwise, also the government said you have to save a lot of water. So I think the systems of Erfgoed can help the grower very good, that he can save the water and save the fertilizer. And then the government said you must have to do it. The tailor said, I've do it by myself and I know how it works. And it's for me really interesting to do it.
Okay, very interesting. And is there still a lot of room for growth for Erfgoed?
Yeah, I think in every country, when you are in the beginning in a country, everybody will look what are the possibilities and how is it working in my country. So I hope we can find in this year or next year some growers. They said, I will do the experiments and I can understand and the knowledge and something more like that. And other growers can see how it works. That's also what we see in other countries. And in a couple of years, a lot of growers are working and with the Erfgoed system.
Okay, let's see how everything will work out in the future. Cornelis van Bommel here from Erfgoed at GrowTech 2023. Thank you so much. And where can people find more information?
Yeah, you can also look on the website of Erfgoed. It's erfgoed.com.
Okay.
Yeah. And yeah, otherwise, we are for 4 days on the exhibition here in. So visit our company. You're welcome.
Okay, thank you so much, Cornelis van Bommel.
Thank you, you're welcome.
24/7 news, information, and the best music vibes to grow sustainable. This is Hortibiz News Radio.